Texas Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Beautiful lovers, it's a wonderful day here in lovely Hollywood, Sunset Gower Studios. I'm Damona Hoffman, your certified dating coach, and the person who's going to make modern love simple for you. But I can't do it alone. Oh, no, no, no. I need some help, and that's why I have Ray Christian sitting by my side. He's the CEO of the Texpert app, and he knows all of the things about modern dating. Thank you for being here today, sir.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Let's make some love simple.
I feel like everybody is saying, oh, it's so hard to date today. I just had some meetings with clients this week. I started doing the one-on-one coaching thing again because so many people were reaching out to me saying, it's just so hard dating today. And I'm like, well, with that attitude, yeah, it's going to be. Right?
Well, I think you know I'm recently single, still grieving about it. I can't even stomach the thought of dating right now. I will get there, but like, it is tough. It can be tough, but you're right. If it's like, if you've been in it for like a year and you still complain about it, it's like, come on. It's probably just you.
Yeah.
You're hard to date.
Well, and also the strategy and the way you go about it. Like, for example, I'm super disorganized. I know you probably find that hard to believe.
What? No.
I'm really disorganized. And the amount of effort I put into thinking about all the things that I have to organize is much higher than the amount of time it would take me to just friggin' organize it. And I look at dating in the same way. You're thinking about all of the things and you're whipping yourself up into a frenzy saying, it's so hard. There's so many scammers. These guys are ghosting me. I don't know what's going on in dating today. We're all the good guys. And the more you play that in your head, the more clutter you have in your house. And if you just had a system, organized it, and cleaned it up, it wouldn't be so stressful. Easy to say, harder to do.
Mark Twain has a cool quote, and it's something along the lines of, I've known a great many tragedies in my life, except most of them just never happened.
They're all up here.
Fitting, yeah.
Well, there's a lot happening in the dating world this week. One thing that is not just happening in your mind are your dating apps that could be stalking you. And I know you're not on the dating apps, but a lot of people are a little concerned about their privacy on the apps right now. We'll tell you why your dating app could be stalking you. Plus, there's been an increase in romance scams. I'll tell you how to avoid them and just why I think that this trend is happening. Plus, there's another dangerous dating trend that the Today Show reported on that we'll have to tell you about in just a little bit. Plus, we have some really fun Texpert questions coming up and some really, really thought-provoking Texpert questions coming up. Like, what happens if your husband is always on your case for coming home late? And what do you do if someone you had a great date with doesn't reply to your text? We have so much more. Plus, the Hollywood hookup is coming for one of your favorite crooners of the new generation. So stick around to the end of the show for that. But first, Producer Thomas.
Yes, Mr. Mona.
Yes, it's dish time, ain't
it's
it?
It's dish time.
Do it.
D's dating dish.
Are dating apps just going too far, Ray? It turns out now a lot of people seem to think that their dating apps are stalking them. So you may have noticed, I think we reported on this a while ago, that Coffee Meets Bagel partnered up with Spotify. And now you can choose your mates not just by all of the many qualities and activities they say they enjoy, but you can actually just look through their Spotify playlist and see how wonderful or how pathetic their music selections are. And obviously, that is the way to make a best match. So there was an article in the New York Post this week where a man talked about being really into this woman on Coffee Meets Bagel until he saw that she had recently been playing Nickelback on Spotify. And he was like, oh, hell no. I don't want to date this woman because clearly her listening to Nickelback means that she has poor taste. And it's not just Coffee Meets Bagel. Now, so many of the apps pull from your social media profiles and your real activity. Even there's an app that uses your Fitbit data to tell you who you're responding to biologically when you're swiping through profiles. is this going too far, Ray? Are they too much in your business? And is this information even useful when you're selecting dates?
This kind of reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where the girl broke up with him after she saw his bit because she didn't respect his work. And then she was like a cashier, actually, as her job.
Right, exactly.
This, I actually love this. Some of the advances in tech I get a little bit dubious about, but I love to prejudge people about music. I love to musically profile, especially country music listeners, as I've been loquacious about before. And I think it is kind of a window into the soul. And I'm a big fan of a good playlist. So I approve.
I know you love a good playlist. You've sent me some of yours. Thank you very much. But does that really say what kind of a person that she is?
It's not the full picture, but it's definitely a data point.
But you don't even know why she was listening to it. Like, today I created anthems for my children. I played what I said was their theme song of the day based on their attitude. Now, my daughter got Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson. My son got Nasty Boys from Janet Jackson just because he was being a real piece of work. So now that doesn't mean I'm listening to Janet Jackson all the time, or I know you love Janet Jackson, but like, what does it say about me that I was listening to a 20-year-old song? Probably says that.
No, first of all, that's
I'm
a
an old married lady.
Well, and it's retro, and it's a good, that's a dope song. It's a dope singer. But like, actually, Nickelback, I could hate on someone for listening to Nickelback. Like, if I found out if I'm dating a girl and she doesn't have any kids and she like listens to Disney show tunes, that's her entire playlist, I'm a little worried.
Disney show tunes are amazing.
But like, come on, can you?
Not all the time.
Right, right.
Most of them are amazing. I was listening to some of those this morning as well. Okay,
I love
fine.
This. I wish I could
judgy,
see everybody's playlist.
Judge. But they actually quoted my friend Hunt Etheridge, who's a dating coach in New York. Hey, Hunt, if you're listening. And he was saying that those kind of factors don't actually add up to much when it relates to long-term compatibility. And you could be losing out but because you're weeding people out based on something as arbitrary as what song they listened to that day.
I disagree with Hunt. I think he needs to rethink this one. I think you do too. Because it doesn't say who you are. Like, no activity, no single activity says who you are, defines you, but definitely gives you a little bit of some brush strokes on a person.
Yes, but it's the weeding people out and saying no just up front because of one thing. Because she likes this music, or because, like, there was also someone in the article who used Happen, and he said he doesn't turn it on the Upper East Side because those women are always looking for a relationship. And it was like, come on, really? Like, everyone on the Upper East Side. These are stories we tell ourselves, and they don't always amount to much. A lot of people tell themselves stories about online dating being so dangerous. So let me give you the facts, people. CNBC reported that romance scams are at an all-time high. $230 million last year went to some prince in Kenya that needed just a couple bucks because he had to rebuild his kingdom or whatever the going scam is. And it profiled the same kind of stories that you always hear. It said these are like, this is the new scam. No, this is not the new scam. This has been the scam since I've been coaching people on online dating. So it's been at least 12 years. Military personnel, people say, oh, I'm in the military. That's why I have weird hours and I'm not in the country. And I have this really inspiring backstory. And I just need like $1,000 because I'm a single dad and I'm raising my daughter and it's hard to make ends meet. And then, oh, $23,000 later, like the woman in this article, you realize that there is no colonel in the army and he is just a scammer that took advantage of you. So here's what I would say, Ray. Even though 15,000 scams were reported last year, that's an increase of like 20%. I would say that there has been an increase in online dating and dating apps of about 20%. So I don't think it's becoming more dangerous. I think there are just more people doing it. Are
you think
scared?
That 20% is like a prorated, that's a direct relationship?
Yeah, I do. I don't think it's more dangerous. I just think there are more people there that fall into these same traps and that can be taken advantage of. Are you scared of dating apps and online dating?
As a wise man once said, a fool and his money are soon to part ways. And to be honest, like, I have zero pity for someone that's getting scammed online. You are an idiot if you are sending strangers cash. And that is just, there is no scenario where that makes sense. And I hate to sound too crass, but like, what are these people doing? They almost don't deserve that money if they're going to send it to a stranger that they've never met.
That's a little bit harsh, Ray. But let me tell everybody at home the signs that you may be dealing with a scammer, because I think it's important to know these signs. And more than likely, this is somebody that you need to run away with, if any of these things are happening. So look for bad grammar. If it looks like they don't speak English that well, it might because English is not their first language. And I'm mostly speaking to an American and a British audience here. So if something sounds off with the grammar, it probably is. If the photos are either too grainy or too glossy, if it's too glossy, it might be from a stock photo. If it's too grainy, it could be they could have ripped it from something else. Regardless, if the photo just seems too good to be true or something is off about it, go ahead and run it through a Google image search and see what it comes up associated with. And if the names don't match, do not let them give you all the excuses in the world. If the names don't match or some of the information doesn't match or the location doesn't match, it's a scam. And run and report it to the dating site. I think a lot of people feel stupid when this happens to them because you made them feel so stupid. And then they think, well, I don't even want to report it because then people are going to think, how could she fall for it? But if you don't report it, those people will then continue to prey on other women, and they just say everything that you want to hear. They read your profile, and they're experts at this, and they drag out the communication so that you really feel that you're making a relationship with them, and then boom, the next thing you know, they take your money. But if you haven't met them face-to-face, they're still a stranger, as Ray said.
When we applied for the trademark for Textpert, it's somewhat of a public service because it's like a government thing. And it takes about 3 months, and about, I'd say, 10 weeks into the application, I get a piece of mail. And it says it was from the Trademark Compliance Office. And they were asking for $350 to process and finalize the application. And I was like, oh, this, first of all, it's amazing. We got our trademark. This is great. All I have to do is finish this piece up. And something didn't feel right. And it turned out, I Googled it, the Trademark Compliance Office is not a thing. Mm-mm. It was a complete scam.
And you submitting is a public record. It's a public document.
Yeah.
It has to be because people have to say whether there's a conflict.
Right.
Yeah. So somebody just goes there, gets your information, and then sends you a letter and makes it look official. I mean, these scams are, they're as old as
But that's a good
time.
Scam. I was like,
it
okay,
is a good one.
They almost got me.
I did
me.
Got that letter, too.
You
when
did?
When I trademarked Dates and Mates.
You got that?
Yeah.
The same letter?
Yeah, I did. But the,
what a
but
bunch
the,
of crooks.
It just looked a little bit off. So really trust your gut here, folks. And if something seems off with online dating, it probably is. There's more dating terms in the world that it seems like a new dating term is born every week. But now today.com is reporting on it. So we're not going to be shown up by today.com. Ray, I'm going to throw you some new dating terms and let's see how well you can suss it out. Maybe you can do better than Craig Ferguson, who I would say pretty much tanked on knowing what's up with dating. But he's been married for a long time.
Well,
he's not really.
You're going to quiz me on the names, on the definitions?
Laby.
That's not a thing. That's ridiculous.
Not to be confused with laby. Just laby. Is it?
No clue.
It's a person who's in a relationship who wants to be out of a relationship. I'd never heard of that.
Meaning like they want to get out, and that doesn't make sense. That's not going to stick.
How about breezing?
Okay, I would probably deduce that is like kind of just going in and out of a relationship with someone and not really being serious, kind of breezing in and out.
That's what I thought it was, but it's actually being direct and saying what you want in a relationship. It's the opposite of the rules, dating by the rules, which are not really the rules, or playing games. So it's kind of a good term. Breezing?
That seems a little bit counterintuitive.
Okay, well, here's the real one. Here's the real one. Stashing.
This one I like, actually.
Stashing.
Well, I did read the article, so I have a clue. It's like when you try to put a girl on ice, or a guy, you just put them on ice. And then you go do your thing, and you go grab them whenever you're ready.
You just take them out of the drawer.
Yeah.
Just in the drawer. And also, this is something that I've been hearing about lately from a lot of clients that are feeling like they're in relationships, but they're wondering, why haven't I met any of their friends or family? And it's feeling like I am kind of a side relationship here. It's because he has all these drawers stacked up, and you're just one that's stashed in. And if he starts to introduce you to people, that's when the stories don't match up and when you realize that something is going wrong. So it's just easier to keep everybody separate and stashed in a drawer.
I feel like there's like too much of a movement against women asking, what are we and what is this? And like it's almost like they're shamed for doing that. And it's been taken a little bit too far. Because, like, I respect when a girl does it. She's like, what are we? I'm not going to be a side piece. And, like, earlier the better. Well, early is okay to do that. Don't be scared to say that. Like, hey, what are we doing? I don't want to be boning you and have you have sex with other people.
So you're a fan of breezing, as it turns out. All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Technically Dating. And by the way, if you love Dates and Mates, don't forget to subscribe so you can be the first to get new episodes the minute they post, and leave us a review. I'll tell you what Zelo said about the show right after this break. And then there's Technically Dating and the Hollywood Hookup. Stick around.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-8195 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-8195 to take your call now. Call 800-900-8195. That's 800-900-8195. Again, 800-900-8195.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's your certified dating coach, Damona Hoffman, here with Ray Christian, the CEO of the Techspert app. We're going to move on to Technically Dating, but before, I wanted to read a little review from our girl, Zelo, who's a fan of the show. She said,
what's up, Zelo?
What's up, Zelo? She said, it's not just for singles. I've been married for 7 years to the love of my life, and Damona and Ray still find tons of funny, poignant, interesting things to say about being happily hooked up. So thank you for your review, Zelo. If you want to read the rest of her review, that was just a little snippet. You can read the rest. You can leave one of your own on iTunes. And now it's time for your favorite segment, Technically Dating.
Technically Dating.
So Ray, before I kick it off to you to go through the closet of lost Techspert love, I have a question that came in from one of our listeners on Instagram. And you can always send me your questions on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. So this one comes from a lady. We'll call her N. And we want to keep, she's still a lady. We want to keep her a little under wraps. She says, I'm a 40-year-old divorced professional woman. My divorce was one of the lowest points in my life, and it has left me with terrible trust issues. I'm currently dating a wonderful man that lives in a different state, and I believe that my trust issues are pushing him away. Is there any advice that you can offer to help me avoid sabotaging the relationship that has the potential to become something magnificent? Sincerely, someone wanting to be loved.
But he's not a single father in the military trying to raise a daughter, right?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. So we have to take that into consideration, right? So that's the first thing I would say. When I hear long distance relationship, I just get a little bit nervous. And I will say divorced women over 40 are the highest group of scammies. I don't think that's a word, but it's they know that you're wanting to be loved, and so they do go after that. So I would just make sure that you guys Skype and meet in person as quickly as possible, just to make sure that this is a real relationship.
I would also add, just at the end of the day, half the battle is identifying that problem that she knows she's sabotaging, and she knows her jealousy is an issue. That's a great sign. And the rest of it is just like, when you feel yourself engaging in that, just do the opposite. Mm-hmm. Don't do what your heart says. Think about it for a day, and then get back to him, and just give him freedom. Because if you give him this perception of like he's not free, then it's gonna strangle him. And really, he's gonna do what he wants either way. If he's gonna cheat, if he's gonna do this or that, it's gonna happen. You can't be with him every minute of the day, even if you're in the same state or city. So if you are long distance, just give him the freedom and don't ride his ass. So many people do this, and it ruins relationships.
I think beyond that, you also have to take this relationship as its own, separate from what happened with your ex. And the way that you can tell if someone is trustworthy in general is that their words and their actions match. So I recommend making a list of how this person behaves, and you're really separating this from what you believe about men or what you believed about your past relationship, and write down the things that he said he was going to do or he made you believe, and how he either came through on those things or did not. And if you see that you have more in the thumbs up category, then you need to really pay attention to that, because your past behavior, the patterns that you have, are going to impact the way that you're perceiving a relationship.
Well said. Well said. I'm having technical issues. Can you read the textbook questions?
I can. And you might find another little treasure in your inbox if you look there. So, yes, why don't you just set up how technically dating works with Textbert, and then I'll read the questions for today.
Well, as Timona mentioned, we go rummaging through the closet, and we're coming out of the closet today.
Oh, no.
With a lot of great Textbert questions.
And you can post your own questions on Textbert and get crowdsourced advice there. But these are the hot ones for the week. So this one comes to us from a 30-year-old female. She says, "Why is my husband so mean to me? I didn't leave work until late yesterday. And after work, I met with my personal trainer. Therefore, I got home around 9:30. I tried to call him 1,000 times, probably not actually 1,000, to let him know. I texted him in between my sets. He tried to call me and then told me to shut the heck up if I'm going to text but won't answer the phone. I got home and he was asleep and he kept telling me to shut my mouth. And maybe I could have left a message, but I still don't think I deserve to be talked to like that. WTF, Ray?"
Yeah, he's verbally abusive. This guy sucks. But at the end of the day, it's like she's letting him talk like that. She's not giving him any consequences. She's allowing it. So the first few times, as I completely botched it last time, shame on that person. The next few times, shame on
everybody.
Don't shame me again. No, but yeah, like stop letting him get away with it. Yeah, that's disrespectful, and that's a very bad sign.
I agree with you. And you have to be able to live your life. Because you're married, that doesn't mean you're dead. And it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go to the gym. I wonder, Ray and Thomas, I wonder if this has something to do with he doesn't like the fact that she's going to the gym and taking care of herself. And if it's a jealousy thing where he thinks that she's trying to get in shape because she's trying to attract other men.
I think he just sucks. I mean, shut the heck up for just, what was it, texting instead of calling? Like, that's very unprecedented, I feel.
But, I mean, do you think that it could be something about her going to the gym and like, there's hot guys at the gym, and why does she want to be hot anyway and in shape?
That would be a much more insidious game he's playing.
I don't think so. And more importantly, anybody that uses the phrase, shut the heck up, should be tarred and feathered.
It actually wasn't heck. In case
we got to keep it.
Oh, you censored it?
Okay. I censored it. It was even worse than that. Yeah, this is a bad situation. And I think she needs to be really clear with him that that is not the way that she deserves to be treated.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this is not the first time that he's talked to her like that. And then the way that she's react, she's like, well, I could have done this, or what did I do wrong? Honey, you didn't do anything wrong. His expectations are unrealistic. And you can't stand for that. He has to give you a little bit of freedom and trust you there. We have another question from the UK. Oh, I'm not going to do an accent. Sorry.
Yeah, what was that? Where's
continue.
That?
Across the pond.
There you go.
Okay. So this person asks, what do I do if she doesn't reply to my text after a date? But we really clicked. We really clicked. But she just didn't reply to my text.
No, she didn't. You did not click. You are misinformed. That's like, I mean, you can have a good date and it can be fun, but like a lot of times people misread a fun date for like an actual romantic connection, and he ain't got one with her. Sorry, bruh.
I think that's something that a lot of women have trouble with. So it's interesting, you know, hearing it from the other way. I hear from a lot of women that felt like there was a connection, but they were just another swipe in the carousel.
And I would even say, like, even a good hot kiss on the first date still doesn't mean you got something.
I know how you do, Ray. You already told us how you do.
Come here, girl.
You do that first date. Give you a kiss. That first date, jump in there, see how she reacts to it. It's just a test. It's a test for you.
I mean, who doesn't like kissing? It's a delightful experience.
I guess, but okay. Let's go back to this question. Totally in agreement. It sounds like you didn't make a connection. I'm sorry, but as in the words of Tinder 1.0, keep playing. That's how they used to say it. This one comes from a lady person. She says, my boyfriend has anger issues. Another one. And dumped me for no reason. And went out with another girl in 2 seconds. Again, I think this is an exaggeration. I don't think it was 2 seconds. And then once he realized what he had done, he dumped her. And then he apologized to me and said he never meant to hurt me and wants to be with me again. Do I give him a second chance?
If you want to be like really nefarious, you take him back with the plan of just like really crushing his soul later and ditching him hard.
Oh, right.
Just if you want to like really kind of stick the knife in the back.
Ice cold.
But no, first of all, she didn't get dumped for no reason. There was probably a very good reason, whether it's because he didn't like her, he didn't feel he was right with her, whatever it was. There was a reason. It never happens for no reason. And hell no, don't take him back unless you want to do some devious machinations on his ass.
I just think your life is way too short for devious machinations.
People are trifling.
It requires so much more extra effort to like take him back and then orchestrate a plan. Like, don't, like, you have a job, I assume, and other things to do with your life. It's like, why waste time?
Okay, so it doesn't have to be super elaborate, but you could like take him back and you have a hangout or something, and then the very next hangout, you say, let's meet at the mall. I just got us tickets to this movie or whatever, and just like never show up. Yeah. Be like, I'm on the way, I'm almost there. It's just minimal effort.
No, ice cold.
I wouldn't recommend.
You had me at anger issues. That, enough. You don't even need to engage in that. She's a young lady. She doesn't need that kind of strife. So this is from a female from Alabama. She's 29. She says, a dude I've been seeing on and off for almost 2 years won't accept me or add me as a friend on Facebook. Yes, I think it's silly to stress over, but don't you think that it's weird? He adds everyone else but me.
Wait,
it's been 2 years.
They've been dating for 2 years?
On and off for 2 years.
Well, this is stashing, as we discussed earlier.
Good retention there, producer Thomas.
Got to stay on my toes over here.
A plus for him. Mm-hmm.
That's
you're taking
how I get
notes
the paycheck.
Here.
That is a good stash, actually. That's a big red flag.
Right?
Can't even get a Facebook invite. I mean, I hate Facebook, but like something's weird with that.
Don't hate Facebook. We're streaming on Facebook right now, live.
Nicely done.
Oh,
yeah, that's a bad sign. It's like a stupid thing to care about, but like, it's like, are you the side chick? It's a sign, a very bad sign that you're the side chick.
Agreed. Or that I mean, maybe he's actually not even who he says he is. It's been on and off for 2 years. I don't know if it's long distance or what, but I mean, I do watch Catfish, and sometimes people just aren't who they say they are on Facebook too. Maybe you sent it to the wrong account. Maybe you sent it to like his fake account.
You would think they'd probably have discussed it at some point.
I don't know.
In 2 years.
I don't know. It's weird to me.
Question for you, actually, that's somewhat tangential. Do you think that in the midst of a breakup, you should like your ex's Instagram photos?
In the midst of a breakup, no. I believe.
Do you come off kind of mean? And do you not like any of her friends or family members?
I think you need to stop looking at it. I mean, your friend, whoever you're asking for. The friend that you're asking for.
Asking for a friend.
No, you need to hide that. You need to, no, stop following.
I'm not going
to
unfollow her. That's too much. But, and she shows up in your feed. Or like an ex
would. It's too much for you.
It's not too much for me. My question
is, if you're asking about it, it is.
No, it's not too much. I love seeing her pictures. My question is, should I like them?
No. Absolutely not. No. Okay. No.
In the immediate aftermath?
Because it seems passive aggressive. Let me tell you something. I think. I don't know how they ended, if it was a bad breakup, but it seems kind of like.
He's asking for a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If your friend went through a bad breakup, it seems passive aggressive then to like photos, because then it's just like.
Can I tell you my friends with an ex trick? Because we've had this conversation a few times on the show where I believe you can be friends with an ex and you're not so into that. But I always have a communication blackout period where it's we go our separate ways. And when I've handled my thoughts and feelings on the situation and you've handled it, if we can be friends down the road, then we'll cross that bridge. But I always do a blackout period. And even like I've had exes where we were in the same social circle and I was like, I'm going to disappear for a little bit. You're not going to see me because this isn't going to be healthy for me. And it's not going to help either of us move on. And maybe the blackout period's a month. Maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's 3 years. Maybe it's forever. But when you see someone that you had that connection with before, constantly popping up in your feed, it's death by a thousand cuts, right? It's like getting in there again and again and again. And every time you're like, oh, I like that picture, I like seeing her picture, it makes you revisit the memory and reconnect with it. Sorry to get all deep on your friend.
My friend didn't have a terrible breakup, but it's still emotional. And
yeah.
And but the Instagram like has taken on, like, it's become a beast on its own. It's like a thing that everyone stresses about. So it's like to stop altogether. I like that blackout comment, though. Even for a little bit, if eventually you get back when things have cooled off, maybe. But I think you're probably right. I'll tell my friend.
Okay. Thank you. This one comes from a young female. She says, I've been obsessed with this one boy and like I've stalked him online. And now I'm afraid if I end up dating him, it sounds like things might be headed in that direction. Then I don't know if I should tell him I stalked him. I know where he lives, kind of, because I looked it up on Google Maps. This is how she's telling us how the level of stalking. I know his sports stats. And I'm not really trying to stalk him anymore, but I like him now. And I just need to know if I should tell him that I stalked him when we're together.
What? No, you don't tell him. You don't tell anybody.
But then what if he finds out? Or I mean, I don't know how he would, but what if a friend was like, she was totally stalking you online and then you didn't know? I'd almost low-key kind of drop it in, like, I've had a crush on you for a while. Like, I've had an online crush on you for a while. I don't think you need to use the word stalk, per se, because that's sort of as a cue for legal action. But
I mean, we all lurk, don't we? Like, in certain points. I feel like it's pretty by the book.
Too much time for lurking.
Too much time. Not enough time for lurking.
I lurk
a little. Think it's a younger person's game. Like the young girls especially, lurking is like their hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their favorite hobby.
Everyone lurks a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much acceptable. Like, you know, we're all just little trolls on the internet lurking everywhere. I think it's fine.
It's our own personal reality show. No, so you say don't tell him.
Never. It's like the this like unwritten thing that we all acknowledge happens, but don't talk about it. It's like the elephant in the room that we just should not bring up.
Okay, how about this one, Ray? This is a fun one. When you tell a guy you're in love with him and he says back he loves spending time together, does that mean the same? By the way, this is from a 40-year-old female.
So he did the old, oh, I love lamp, I love computer, just
love
saying
popcorn.
Things that he's... this is why you don't say I love you unless you're like 99.9% sure they're going to reciprocate. Yeah, that's bad. Doesn't mean it's game over, but that's a bad sign. And sure. You got to pull back. Pull back on the emotions. Punish that bad behavior. Don't be as physical. Don't be as loving. Pull back a little bit. Make him come to you.
Yeah. It definitely does not mean the same thing. He loves spending time together. It doesn't mean that the relationship is not headed in that direction, but you might be just a little bit too much too soon. You know how the ladies right. try and move things along real fast, and they want to get all, they want to get booed up right away. And it's sometimes guys got to go at their own pace.
Why are you girls always trying to rush us? Damn.
Because, you know, that biological clock is ticking. She's 40.
Okay, at 40, yes, that's a hard thundering tick.
By the way, I've heard from several people this year who had their first kids well into their 40s, like 42, 43. What's up with this?
Right. By the way, I'm technically back up for technically dating. It's as ridiculous that people, that women like panic in their early 30s. Because with technology now, you can safely have a baby in your late 30s, now clearly even into your 40s. Jennifer Aniston is 48 and she's pregnant.
She's pregnant?
Yeah.
Where have I been? I didn't
not
know
on
that.
The pop culture zeitgeist.
Is
apparently.
She pregnant with my boyfriend's baby?
Who that?
You don't know Justin Theroux, or did they break up?
Justin Theroux. Why do I know that name?
He's in The Leftovers. He's also my boyfriend. We've talked about him before. He's been my boyfriend for like at least 10 years.
But 48. I mean, come on. Can we like do a PSA to have women yeah. stop? But flipping out about babies.
Let's
in
also
their late
be
20s
real.
And early 30s.
Okay, but let's be real that. We know Jennifer Aniston had help. She's not naturally pregnant at 48. That doesn't really happen very often, unless you're a super celebrity, right? So she had biological intervention. And it's expensive to get your eggs extracted and frozen. It costs you like $2,000 just to keep those puppies on ice. The whole process of freezing your eggs is going to cost you minimum $10,000 all the way up to $20,000, $30,000, depending on how long you need to keep those puppies stashed. Different kind of stash.
Okay, very good point. And the cost is not something that should be that can be glossed over. But for the price of $10,000 to $20,000, you can potentially not sabotage a relationship and rush something and scare a good guy off. I don't think that's a small price to pay.
I think if you have it, you should do it. And you should look into whether or not your company provides any support in that arena, because a lot of companies are doing that now.
Really?
Yeah, because they're realizing that women are having to choose a lot of times between their career and their desire to have a family. And they want to get the best work out of you that they can for as long as they can. So they know that if you have your reproduction insurance policy in place, that you're going to go hard for 10 more years rather than leaving the ranks of
wait, is this the concept of like
world.
They want them to have a baby and kids because they know that then they kind of got the hooks in them because they have to support those babies?
No,
with the money?
It's that they're going to leave and they're going to lose really good employees. Now, what they will say is it's just a benefit that they want to offer to be competitive against other companies. But they know corporations are really smart. They know their employees and what's important to them. And what's important to them is still having a family, but being able to do it on their terms. Things you didn't know about corporate America. We're going to move on to my favorite segment. It's not often that we get to do this segment, but when a big celebrity becomes single, it's always news. But the only place where you get to know who they should be dating after they break up is right here on Dates and Mates. So producer Thomas, let's do the Hollywood hookup. I know you thought that I was going to go with someone cooler after that song, but no, we're talking about Josh Groban. Josh Groban, oh, the crooner of the century, the curly-haired, long-faced, nice guy type, Josh Groban. Would you agree with that? You're a music
person. He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he seems to like a spicy kind of gal. He split from actress Kat Dennings, who you know from Two Broke Girls. She ain't broke no more. And he ain't broke either. He's a multi-platinum singer, Broadway star. He does pretty well for himself, but he's having trouble with the ladies. It's been a year since he split from Kat Dennings. And recently, he said that he's been using the dating app Raya, which we've talked about a lot here, to find online love. If you heard us talk about Raya and you're like, oh, I need to get on that app, just know there is an application process. It's not for anybody. It's not for just anybody. You're not just anybody, but it's really targeted towards people in the entertainment industry and people with a lot of money and elite singles. Although I do know some people on it that are not at that level. So you never know. You might get a date with Josh Groban.
Do you know how they judge you?
Oh, tell me. You have the tea.
My sister got in and I applied like a year ago and I got declined and I'm still like butthurt about it.
Not even waitlisted?
No.
Is there a waitlist?
Although
is it
I
like college?
No. Well, maybe. Maybe I could reapply. I can't. But it's they look at your Instagram. They judge your Instagram.
And what else?
That's it.
The photos or how many followers you have or just the whole thing?
The whole thing. Your comments, your captions, or not comments, but your captions, the number of followers, the pics.
So give us that juice. What do you think got your sister in from her Instagram?
Well, I think I could get in now, actually. My Instagram wasn't as cool. This is probably 2 years ago. But my sister is, she's a 10. She's stunning. So that helped. And she has, I don't know, 1,000 plus followers maybe. Some pretty cool stuff. Pretty good style and taste on her Instagram. And she's a effing 10. So that helps.
You're not so bad yourself, sir.
I'm not a 10, but it's there's something alluring about that. Like, to really make it exclusive. Not to just say you're exclusive, but to like just decline people. I will never forget that app because of that.
You still a little bit butthurt about it. Did your sister go on any dates? Did she see Josh Groban there?
By the way, I looked him up. He kind of looks like Ray LaMontagne a little bit.
Okay, you took someone that I knew and then told me they look like someone that I have no idea. Who's Ray LaMontagne?
He is a singer.
I don't know who that is.
I actually don't know him either.
If producer Thomas doesn't know.
Trouble.
So here's how
you know that song.
Here's how. Yeah, he's been rocking the beard lately. Now we're gonna hook him up with who we think he should date next. So he's been rocking the beard. I kind of prefer the clean shaven Josh Groban, but fine. He's been rocking the glasses. A little bit of the kind of rugged, like bedhead sort of hair. Situation. I think he's trying to rough up this nice guy image, and he clearly likes funny girls, and he needs someone that's going to give him a little bit of an edge, I think. So I'm going to pitch out Amy Schumer. She also was on Raya, so that would be a really easy match to make. They probably already matched. They already went out. It's already happening, basically.
I don't think she can pull him. She's
why?
I don't know.
She's funny.
She's
kind
of jumped
the shark.
She's
ballsy. She's successful.
She's kind of whack.
She's also funny.
You said that already.
She's humorous. She has a good sense of humor.
Have you seen her latest special?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. I think you told me not to watch it.
It's bad. It's whack.
Meticulously ridiculous bad? That was the T.J. Miller special.
That was terrible.
So better than that?
Yeah, just as crappy.
Do you think I could get a comedy special at this rate?
So
Netflix has given them to everybody.
To everybody.
Yes. It is diluting the quality.
I do have friends at Netflix. Yeah. They're right down the street here, so I could just walk over there and just record one. What do you guys think? No, sorry, I won't subject it to that.
Do you know Judge Judy also records next door?
I did. I've never been on it, thankfully.
Apparently it's really hard to get on, even to like be one of the people just sitting there.
Well, you want to be judged by Judge Judy. And also Hot Bench.
Hot Bench?
Forget it. Go on. Also Scandal.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a fun one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, I think Emma Stone would be my ideal choice. And I think she's kind of funny. She's a little bit irreverent. And she's like probably in his age group. That'd be my pick, I think, the top pick. But I liked your other idea of Mindy Kaling. I'm going to say Emma Stone.
Oh, okay, yeah. I before the show we were talking, and I said maybe Mindy Kaling, because she just announced she's pregnant, and she won't tell anybody who the baby daddy is. Meanwhile, she and BJ Novak like are basically married but not in a relationship. They go everywhere together.
Speaking of creative pregnancies, one of my friends who is probably the best PT in LA, his wife died of brain cancer. And it was a year-long process. And I found out, and he's like 40, and I found out today that they had one of her eggs or a few of her eggs taken or stored, and they had an embryo, and he just found a surrogate, and he's going to have a baby with his fallen wife.
Wow.
In 2 weeks. How cool is that?
That sounds like a Lifetime movie, actually. Good for him.
And she
not
was like
easy
the
to
love
raise
of his
a
life.
Kid. Not easy to raise a kid alone. That's a big undertaking. But
no, he's doing all right. He's a very successful businessman. But I'm sure what a unique story. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't think I have. First time for everything. Speaking of a first time for everything, I have a new thing to tell you guys about. I'm a little bit scared, Ray, because I've never done anything like this. But I'm doing a month long initiative on my Facebook page. I'm calling it the Damona Daily. And every day, I'm going to show you, I have a little kit here. I meant to have it out before the show, but best laid plans. So I brought my angel cards. Da, da, da. And every day of the month of September, I'm going to pick a different angel card. They're just cards with words on them. You can get them on Amazon or in any weird store near you, like that's weird like me. And there's a word like adventure. And I'm going to talk about what that word means to me, how it relates to dating and relationships, and hopefully inspire you to do something different with your September and to do something that scares you. I always say every day you should do something that scares you. And there's nothing scarier than being live in front of hopefully thousands of people and not knowing what you're going to talk about until you pick a word. Do you want to pick a word for today, Ray?
Sure.
Okay. Pick a cod, any cod. Okay. Ray's word for today is?
Trust.
Trust. What does trust mean to you, Ray?
Oh, there's a description below. It says, all will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of your love. We love you more than you'll ever know. That was taking a direction I wasn't expecting.
They're angel cards. Okay. I mean, they are. That's your message from your angels today. You got to trust. So this is the kind of thing that we'll all be doing every week, and then I'll be talking about what that means to me. Trust is actually one of the four factors in long-term compatibility that I worked on with the couples on A Question of Love. By the way, the series wrapped up last Sunday, but you can still get episodes online at FYI.tv or on iTunes or Apple TV, Roku, wherever you watch your shows. So watch me work on trust with people. Watch me do the angel cards and Damona Daily at Damona Hoffman Facebook page. And we'll be here next week with more Dates and Mates. So check us out on datesandmates.com. Get your free relationship boot camp course and your free texting workbook. And hop on over to Textbert to get your dating questions answered. We'll see you next week. Until then, happy dating.